We are about to start Simen Shin Tes Zayin. We're going to be doing the first two Se'ifim. Shin Tes Zayin is the halacha of Tzeda, the malacha of trapping. The rule is that if you have an animal that was free and you are now curtailing its movement, that is considered Tzeda. Tzeda d'oraisa is if I take an animal that is free and I limit it to the point that I can easily get hold of it, that is considered a Tzeda d'oraisa. If I limit it in a way that I still, it's easier than before, but I still cannot just grab hold of it, I'll still have to run after it, I can't get it with just one jump, then the halacha is that it is only tzeda d'rabbanan. Says the Mechaber, Hatzot tzipor dror l'migdol. Now, a tzipor dror is the kind of bird that in your house is difficult to catch. And even in your own house, he will always find a way of getting away. Apparently, it's a small bird and seems to be quite talented in being able to flee. So, such a tzipor, you only chayev if you catch him lemigdol shu notzedbo, if you put it in some kind of cage. The shar tziporim, whereas your other birds, utzvi, as well as a deer, lebayis, even getting it in a house. So your average bird, once you get it into the house, he's easy to catch. Therefore, you're chayav for tzeda. Ola biber. What is a biber? An area that was set off for the sake of some kind of a large cage. An area that was set off for the sake of keeping animals there. Shen nitzodimbo. That the deer or your average bird would be considered caught there because they don't run away. Chayiv. The halach is that you are considered doing tzeda d'oraisa. Now, there's a difference between a tzipor and a tzvi in that this biber, if it is open on top, if it does not have a roof or it has open windows, it will be considered seder d'oraisa for deer, but not seder d'oraisa for birds. Vim eino notzudbo, potter avalaser. Whereas, if even after the animal is in there, you couldn't easily grab the animal, then that is only a tzeder d'rabbanon. Now, the Mishnah Brura talks about the case of pushing an animal or getting an animal to go into a place where it is totally not trapped, meaning you've not really curtailed its movement all that much. For example, what if you actually get a bird into a house whose windows are open or that does not have a roof? So, in a certain sense, you've limited it. On the other hand, it's not really trapped. The Mishnah Brura has a tzad to say that that's mutter l'chatchila. Even though a place that you cannot catch it with one jump, we say is also midrabanan, in a place where you haven't really limited it all that much, the Mishnah Brura holds that it may be that that's not considered seida altogether. Now, in the case of catching a fish, so that's considered seida, whereas if you push it into, you get this fish to go into, you take it out of, you push it from the river into a pond. Since it's difficult to get even in that pond, you're not considered over on Seder, meaning it would only be a derabanan. Now, in the case of a bird that flies into the house, so we say that limiting its movement is usur, so you couldn't close the door. So what happens if a bird flies into your house and it's very cold? You can't shut the door? So the Mishnah Brura brings the Magen Avraham that since even, we're talking about a tzipor dror, that we say in your house is not considered trapped. Therefore, we're dealing with a derabanan. If you're an Eino Miskavin and it's a Mokum Tsar because you're cold, he there is Mekel, even though it's a Psik Reisha. Siv Beis. Hatzot Svi Yoshen Osuma Chayiv. If you're dealing with a deer that was sleeping or a deer that cannot see, you're chayiv. This is the second condition. We said that the condition that what it took to be chayiv for tzeda is you took an animal that was not trapped and you trapped it. So what if the animal to begin with was asleep or is blind? The halachi is that it is not considered trapped because an animal will easily sense there's someone there, whether he's sleeping or whether he's blind, he'll know to run away. But chiger or chola, the animal cannot run. Or the animal is ill, ozokin, or very old, potter. There the animal was always considered trapped. Midoraisa, limiting its movement further, would not be considered malacha. Mr. Brewer brings a shaila in the Rishonim of what happens if the animal is very tired. Rashi Shita is that that's also, he's also not a bar tzeda. He's considered trapped already. So if you curtail his movement when he's very, very tired and he just doesn't have the strength to run, he's already considered trapped. So the Mishnah Brewer then has a suffix. If you run after an animal till you tire the animal out, so according to this, you have now trapped him. You've taken him from a state where he was not trapped and put him into a state where he is. So he leaves it as a shaila of whether or not that is considered tzeda, or would we say that's not derech tzeda, and it wouldn't be a daraisa. Says the Ramah now, Hamashase kelev achrachaya b'shabbos, you send a dog, you get a dog to run after an animal on Shabbos, have it tzeda. That's tzeda, that's derech tzeda. Using a dog to trap is also considered tzeda. Some say during the week you cannot hunt that way because it's considered moshav leitzim, and certainly not on Shabbos. Mishnah Brura speaks out that that's only where you didn't do a maisa b'yadayim. The dog did all the act. But let's say you limit the movement of an animal and then allow the dog to come and attack it. That is considered tzeda. You did a maisa tzeda.